On a quiet lower Manhattan street, a stream of water, symbolizing the Atlantic Ocean, flows alongside a narrow boat-like structure, an echo of the ships that made their way to the New World, heavy laden with human cargo. Nearby, Juanita Jones, an elderly African-American, fixes her gaze on grassy mounds. They are the main visible reminder of the vast 17th and 18th century Negro burial ground, now the African Burial Ground National Monument.
Mostly the young people, because they didn't live to be so long, because they were the ones that were hardworking. You're looking down here, you see babies, infants, newborns, and all that stuff. Young people are dying like that. It's very bad.
Like Miss Jones, Mary Palmer is an African-American, born in Harlem, further north in Manhattan. She has just emerged from within the slave ship structure.
When I walked through, I felt like my heart starts jumping, because it's like I'm feeling the souls coming up to me. Like your cousin or somebody you never saw before comes up to you, and then they say, oh, hi, they touch you and you feel something, it stirs your inner self. That's what it felt like. Somebody that was part of my family, you know, might have been, they touched me inside and shook me a little bit. So I had to lean back and hold on. You know, it was very heart-wrenching, kind of scary.
Michael Jiwa and his family are visiting New York from Nigeria. He has a sense that some of the people buried may be his ancestors and feels that his visit has offered him a bit of closure.
It's a beautiful thing to come and see where your ancestors were buried. At least, you, even though you don't see them in life, at least you know where they're buried. And like that gives you a kind of joy, like at least. Because like you always want to know where you came from, like where you originated from. If you don't know your origin, like people see you like an outcast, like nobody.
Meanwhile, Billy Williams of the Bronx, Manhattan's neighboring borough to the north, stands by the mounds, shaking his head.
I have never been much into genealogy, but I do know that I have some African ancestry, and I wonder if I was just standing on a few, you know, to look at a piece of cement that says 353 kids are buried under that is heart-wrenching to anyone. It's beyond my verbal description, you know, what I feel. The historical tragedies that have taken place over time. I'm going to make it a point to bring my grandchildren down here so they can see this important part of our history.
For Shirley Moultrie, the clean, elegant feel of the monument misrepresents the actual history of African slavery in New York, when cruelty and misery were part of everyday life.
It makes it seem like everything is okay. They just buried here. But they chained us, they beat us until we didn't even know our name. They beat us until we said massa. We was almost like animals. Whatever they say do, we did. It was like we didn't even know how to think because we were scared of the whip. We was taught sometime to hate ourselves. I think it's very sad.
Moultrie says that for African Americans, the past continues in the present, both in the racist ways they're often treated and in their own attitudes toward others.
And I think that sometimes some blacks do have the hatred for others because of this, and once we know why and how we was treated, then we can say, oh, that's why we react to certain things this way. This is why the white man might tell us something and we say yes sir, no sir, because we don't know any better. You know, I wasn't raised to be prejudiced, but I'm standoffish from them whites, yeah, Caucasians, whatever you want to call them. But we have to learn to live beyond that.
As visitors to this place have learned, and as recent headlines have made clear, getting beyond the past can be a long, difficult, and painful ordeal. The creators of the African Burial Mound Monument hope this site can be a place to begin to discover, remember, and ultimately to heal that legacy. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.